Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, April 8th. I'm Megan Lynch. How does the union feel about the possible resurrection of a deal between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel of Japan?
United Steelworkers represents those at Granite City Works who've been under threat of outsourcing for years and have seen the work performed there diminish. President David McCall says, quote, regardless of how much scrutiny the proposed USS Nippon Steel deal receives, it does not alter the urgent threat it poses to our national and economic security, the long-term future of the steel industry, or our members' jobs. The outright sale of U.S. Steel to Nippon was blocked by President Biden, and President Trump indicated he preferred Nippon take a percentage ownership instead of buying the whole thing. But now Trump is ordering a new review of the deal's national security implications by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. He wants it done in 45 days. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The mayoral candidates met on the final night in a critical part of the city for both of their campaigns. Jeff Vanderloo, traditionally a stronghold for the mayor, but her margins in Northside wards were less than expected in the primary. The moderators asked Tashara Jones.
What construction contracts were awarded to minorities?
No, I'm sorry. I wish I had had the questions ahead of time because I would have been able to do the research to answer this question.
Jones singled out a contract to relocate infrastructure at the airport. Kara Spencer responded.
So many contractors are, you know, given waivers, and there's really no transparency when that happens.
Another big race in the city up today. Controller, challenger, former state representative Donna Berenger was questioned over claims that Darlene Green's 3 decades in office is too long.
So what I believe in is that always an end to every role, no matter what the role is.
Green says,
this is a largely administrative office. We have worked professionally with the other officials in city government to move the city forward.
Election officials in St. Louis hoping voter turnout is better for today's general election than it was for the primary.
Only 17% of eligible St. Louis city voters turned out for the primary election. On the ballot, races for mayor, controller, school board, and aldermen in odd-numbered wards. Ben Borgmeyer is the Democratic Director of Elections.
You know, you saw in 2021, 30%. You know, I'd say the, as far as turnout-wise in elections lately, it's been on the decline. So, I would expect probably less than 30%, but I'm still hopeful somewhere between 25 and 30%.
Borgmeyer tells KMOX even the primary was down from 20% 4 years ago. St. Louis City voters can go to any polling location and vote. It does not have to be in your ward. You should have a valid photo ID. If you do not, you could still vote, but with a provisional ballot. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
With Mayor Bob Nation stepping down after 12 years in office, two small business owners are looking to be Chesterfield's next mayor after today's election. Dan Hurt, a current city council member, and Derek Greer, a former councilman and state representative. Hurt's campaign emphasizing infrastructure, safety, and keeping Chesterfield tax-free. Greer highlights growth management, regional leadership, and investment in aging infrastructure. Following the death of a second child due to measles in West Texas, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has now tweeted the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine is the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer reports.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder applauds the new message from RFK Jr. Meanwhile, Dr. William Schaffner, an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt, says he's deeply saddened by the death of a second child in Texas.
Both of those children need not have died.
Both children were members of the same Mennonite religious community.
This is a population that's very conservative. It prefers to do things in a more natural way. And I would hope that its local leaders, the people who are important in that community and can speak to that community, would persuade them to have their children vaccinated.
Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
It's out with the old and in with the new at the Jefferson County Health Department.
We'll start through the first store.
As KMOX reported, the health department of Jeffco rolled out a brand new mobile health unit, large enough to serve 10 patients at a time. The evolution of vehicles went from an out-of-commission Winnebago to its replacement Sprinter van, and now a 33-foot-long medical facility on wheels. But that's not the only upgrade this year. The health department spokeswoman Brand Zwiener says their new headquarters in Hillsboro still on schedule to be finished by the end of this month.
We've been working on our transition process and what that will look like so that we don't have to impact services, so folks can still get vital records and still have clinical appointments, and try to find the easiest, quickest way to do that with the least amount of pain for staff and patients.
Once complete, the $9.7 million facility will feature exam rooms, a drive-up lab, blood draw stations, and space for training and public meetings. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.